Hello and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center, San Diego. I hope that you are staying warm and out of the weather this morning, but if you have to drive in the weather in San Diego, please be careful. It's a wet one out there, but we need to welcome the rain. We have been in such a drought here lately. Actually, I think it's been the last 4 years. And so we welcome the rain, but just be safe out there. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Lord, I love you on today, and I thank you, Lord, for being the keeper of our soul. Lord, you say you will keep us in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. We have our mind on you this morning. Bless us, O Lord. Bless us through your word. Touch us in a special way on today. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, we're going to go back to the book of Ephesians. We were talking a little bit about Ephesians 4. I believe we had started in verse 1. We ended in verse 13. And we're going to talk just a little bit today about verse 12 and 13 because we didn't get into it too good on the last podcast. So, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 12 says, for the perfecting of the saints. So let me back up to verse 11 because it says that there were certain offices given to the body of Christ for the perfecting of the saints. So the offices are apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. So God has given these offices to us. When Jesus went to the throne, he gave these offices to the world, and this is why he gave them to the world, for the perfecting or the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. So there is a threefold purpose there in verse 12. One is for the equipping of the saints. We are to be equipped through the word of God, equipped in order to do something. When you give someone, you make them equipped, you give them a sort of equipment, tools in order to do something. What do we need to do? It's for the work of the ministry, for the work of serving. We are saved to serve. We are saved in order to go get more people to be saved. That is our job. It is not our job to get saved and then sit. We're not saved to sit. We're saved to serve. And so that is our responsibility. So once we continue to, not even once, because we continue to hear the word of God. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. We hear it. We are being equipped. We are being nurtured in the word. We're being raised up in the word, and we're developing tools. We're sharpening the sword. Iron sharpens iron. The word of God comes to us. It gets our sword ready to serve. Ready to serve. And I'm reminded about the whole armor of God in Ephesians 6, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Our sword needs to be sharpened to use. So that's our responsibility. We hear the word of God, we take it, it sharpens our sword. We take our sword and we use our sword to do what? Sword is meant to fight. It's a weapon, and we are to use that weapon against the powers of darkness, and we use it to bring people into the light. When we go into dark places, mean environments, we are speaking to someone that is in the dark. We need to use the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. We are to speak the word, but we do it in love. We do it with the Spirit of God. We do it with the love of God. We do it with the nature of God. We do it with the fruit of the Spirit. Galatians 5:22, love, joy, peace, long suffering, those things. That is even the word. You know, we overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. The blood of the Lamb saved us. Christ saved us. And our testimony is what sometimes get people saved. They don't know Galatians 5:22. They don't know Ephesians 5:1. They don't know Hebrews 11:6. They don't know that. But they know the love by which those words came forth. And so we are to show people the love of God. That's a sword, because God is love. Therefore, he is the sword. Amen. So that's what we are to do. We are to be equipped for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, for the building up. We are buildings. We are the vessel of the Most High God. And our vessel needs to be equipped. It needs to be nourished. It needs to be taken care of. It needs to be fit for the Master's use, that we are to hold the wholeness, the fullness of the Spirit. We are to be filled up by the Spirit in order to be poured out. And there are some of us that our building is more build up, and we are more full of the Spirit than other people. That means that we have a responsibility to pour out. To whom much is given, much is required. So our edifice is being built up in order to pour out to others so they may be built up. And then we go to the Spirit and we pray in the Holy Ghost, building ourselves up on our most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, as it says in the book of Jude. And we are to be built up, and then we pour out to others. The Bible likens us to vessels, and he talks even about the Spirit being that well of water springing up. If the well of water is springing up, it's bubbling up. We pour into other people to build them up. Verse 13, till we all come in the unity of the faith. The unity of the faith. The Bible was talking about in John 17 about the unity. The unity, we come into the unity. God and Jesus Christ in the Spirit are already unified. We come into that unity. We are invited in. Jesus said that they might be one as we are one. So we come into the unity and come into us, the Bible says in 17. Let's look at that real quick if we have time. John 17, it talks about as we come into the unity of that faith. Come into that unity. Well, here it is, verse 21 of John chapter 17. That they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me and I in thee, that they also may be one in us. That's the whole purpose of sending the apostles and the prophets and evangelists and pastors and teachers, that we are equipping the body, giving tools that for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body, till we all come in the unity of the faith, into that unity, which is in God, which is in the Godhead, the divine nature of God, the oneness of God. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one. One, and that's what we are to come in. We are to come into that oneness of God and of the knowledge of the Son of God. We are to know him in the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering until a perfect, a mature man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, means we can grow. We are always growing in grace. We are growing from glory to glory. We are growing in God. Amen. You have a wonderful weekend. Stay safe. Go to church. Believe God. Hold on to his hand. In Jesus' name, amen.